Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm hoping that I've got Rosie Wall online here. Now, Rosie, can you hear me? Rosie, I'm needing to hear you. So, Rosie.
I can hear you.
Are you online? You can hear me and I can hear you. How wonderful
is
that?
Hooray, how lovely.
This is working. This is amazing. So, Rosie is at the other end of the planet, and Rosie has phoned in. So today we've got success. How wonderful is this? Is this part of your multiple
health? I am actually riding an elephant across the Sahara Desert, wearing a turban and flip-flops.
And only a turban and flip-flops. That's the mind.
Well, no, I mean, today's topic is the most exciting of topics, and Clara and I discussed this earlier today, everybody. Welcome to our show. We absolutely are so excited to talk about the many versions of ourselves that we can be in our life.
So this, you riding on top of an elephant. Now, I'm not hearing the sort of like the hump, 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 hump as you are sort of moved through the...
Oh, he's a very obedient elephant.
It's an obedient, and it's not going trumpet, trumpet. No?
Oh. No.
No. So anyway, so I'm wondering about the multiple selves that you have, Rosie. Tell me about the multiple selves that you have.
Well, as you know, earlier today, Clara, we're having a discussion, a pre-show discussion, as we usually do, and we struck upon how fascinating it is that there are different versions of ourselves. And I you know, because I'm completely obsessed with the New Scientist and latest research. This isn't latest research, but Einstein had a theory, and others have developed it since, that there could potentially be seven, if not more, parallel universes where there are different versions of ourself in each of them. And I actually think that that's the most fantastic concept. And it links to string theory, technically, that when those parallel universes collide, versions of yourself can collide, and you can become anything you want to become. So I know with my Rosie hat on that I obviously have a creative bent, and I teach on one hand, and I have I'm director of Creative Women, which is kind of galvanizing and unifying women to bring out the very best in their approaches to life in relation to creativity. I write, I paint. I'm not very good domestically, but there are lots of versions of me, and I know there are millions of versions of you as well. So I think that we think that this is an interesting concept because it actually opens up so many possibilities of where you can go in life. Don't you agree, Clara? Tell me about yours. How many Claras are there?
How many Claras are there? But it's interesting because I was sort of just contemplating the sort of like the sort of general sort of categories of selves that we could sort of get in touch with, because a kind of Jungian idea of being aware of your shadow selves, and so there's all those different aspects.
Oh, interesting.
So I was thinking about the sort of the shadow aspects, or all of the various aspects of ourselves. So, you know, I mean, every single one of us is a child, a daughter. So you and me, we're a daughter. You are an only child, but you're a niece and a grandchild. And as in family, you've been a wife, and you're a godparent, and all of those sorts of things, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are the kind of female roles that we find ourselves in. But what I like to think about is us being experimental in who we are, and I know that that's what you're about to to go on to talk about. But I just wanted to remind you of, do you remember, this is going back a bit because I'm quite old, but do you remember there was that TV program, Mr. Ben? And Mr. Ben would go into this shop at the start of this cartoon thing, and he would decide, who shall I be today? And I absolutely loved that as a child. The idea that you can step outside who you are, whether it's as a role of, you know, mother, sister, daughter, etc., etc., and just decide that day, who shall I be today? So I find that truly exciting, don't you?
Well, I do think that we always act in our lives, that people have different ways of responding to different people, that sometimes they, you know, they have a way of responding to people in authority. They will have different ways of responding to people that they may feel they have authority over. They may respond very differently to somebody that they fancy and want to impress.
I giggled at that because I'm incredibly stupid with the opposite sex. So my flirty Rosie is just embarrassing, really, and completely klutzy. So, yes, you're right. There are loads of different versions of who we are with different types of people. And how do we harness, do you think, the very best versions and bring them to their pinnacle, their zenith of the best possible types of us?
Well, I think that, I mean, I suppose in some respects it's, you know, you could sort of consider the people that you also think of as role models. Now, some people will have actors and some people will have, you know, they could be political figures. But for some people, they might be, you know, characters from fantasy tales or novels or scientists or, you know, whatever. And it's when people have ways of, you know, they need perhaps like Dutch courage instead of sort of reaching for the bottle. They could think of their favourite, most admired character that they think is necessary for that moment and then act as though they were them. And
I love that idea. That's great. In actual fact, I mean, add costume to it and it's basically fancy dress, isn't it? You just decide on the type of person that you would like to be at any given point.
Yeah.
And I don't think we explore this enough. I think we get too easily set in our ways and we have the same wardrobe and the same costumes and the same us that keeps being trolled out day after day. I think it's really important to envision oneself on the back of an elephant in the middle of the Sahara Desert, if one so wished.
I thought you were there. Rosie, I thought you were there.
Oh, yes, sorry, I am. whoa, I've got to slow my elephant down. He's really beginning to canter.
But you could be actually just imagining that you're riding on a silver unicorn, galloping over the clouds, off to the universe, up off to, you know, some magic planet that is going to be emerald green and sapphire blue with pink frogs leaping from sort of holly leaf to holly leaf with seahorses leaping and hanging from the tree branches or something. Do you know what I mean? You could have any kind of fantasy. I remember my best friend at school, Julie Green, she loved horses so much and she always fantasized that she had a tail a horse's tail. I hope she's not listening. She might not share that memory like me to having given her surname as well.
Yes, you better be careful of those lawsuits, Clara.
Yes, I better be careful of those.
Are we insured for this?
No.
But I think what you're talking about is absolutely quite critical, because not only is there a mind space of where we can occupy our different versions of ourselves, but that there is a real time space that we can make a planning provision for. And you and I are bringing out, are we not, a very special magic journal book where you can plan for different versions of yourself as you go through life and what you might like to do. And I actually think writing stuff down ratifies
very important.
What you want to do with your life and the different versions of yourself that you can be. I mean, just look at J.K. Rowling. The vivid imagination of that amazing woman. She's gone.
Yeah.
And that's all through having written down her ideas somewhere that have sprung to her mind at any point. And I actually think we're not tapping into those moments where we are just electric and vibrant with alternative thinking.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I'll tell you, Rosie, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about a business networking meeting that I have to go to tomorrow morning and speak at. And I'm just thinking, you know, because I know that people will typically, you know, the other speakers will be turning up in their business clothes. And I'm afraid I don't do business dressing at all. And I'm just wondering, you know, how flamboyantly I could go dress tomorrow. I think I'm going to have to play with this one, Rosie, because there's something about me that always likes to not. Don't what?
Don't arrive on your unicorn, Clara.
Why? I think actually...
And dance around as though you've got an imaginary tail.
Oh, yes. And flick my bottom. But what sort of sounds do unicorns make, do you think?
Well, they've got to neigh, haven't they? But I shouldn't add some braying to it, because then men in white coats might appear. But nevertheless, I hear what you're saying. Who will you be on your Mr. Ben day tomorrow? How will you conjure yourself? What type of soul are you going to be? And that soul also has, and I know this is a little bit of a side shoot, but a kind of sense of duty or responsibility, and I have this with teaching, obviously. Whoever you present yourself to, how you present yourself to, is igniting in them something new. And we all have the power to do this. Every woman who is a parent has the power to do this, to inspire their child in some different way. And I think that's just so exciting.
Yes, actually, you're giving me great ideas for tomorrow, because I think every person in business needs to get out of their uniform. Not their unicorn, but their uniform. And they need to feel free to express themselves. Now, we only have a few seconds left. So, Rosie, what are your final thoughts for today?
Well, I would just say, on the idea of being any version of yourself that your imagination conjures, break out of your ordinary regimes and live a fulfilled and expressive, creative life more freely, and be very brave enough to engender the very idea, possibly the polar opposite, of who you think you are or should be. So do that, do it more frequently, and your life will feel far more enriched.
And actually, you'll be vastly healthier because you'll be creating fun hormones within you, which is fantastic. So we're about to end, and we would like to say thank you for listening.
Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm going to say, right, the episode has ended.